Are we ready, Kelly?
Yes.
Board of Cities Law Commission meeting for Wednesday, November 20th, 7 p.m. All commissioners are present. No one here for public comment. First item is approval of the agenda by consent. I do have one addition I would like to add to the agenda, if that's agreeable.
Yep.
No deniers. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
The next item will be approval of the minutes by consent. Any naysayers? Hearing none, they're approved by consent. Financials, Kelly, would you like to?
Yep. Checks printed in October were $102,818.22. The occupancy in the campground for October was the same as last year, 82%. And the mortgage was up 7% over last year, which is the same as last month.
Mike, do you have any questions?
How are we doing the audit, Kelly?
So she wants to have an interview with Dave, and she said she's wrapping it up. I think that's the last thing she needs to do.
Okay. Maybe next month we'll have something.
Yeah, hopefully.
I think it's due by the 31st of December. I just didn't want to extend it.
Right. Right. Yeah, she always tries to get it done by then, so
okay.
We should have it by next month.
Craig?
Yeah.
Anything? Just making sure you're awake.
I'm here.
Okay. Any questions, Kelly?
I have none, Chair.
Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on. Thank you. At this time here, the agenda item I'd like to add is that we did extend an offer of a 6% raise to our port manager for the upcoming year for the job he has done. Thank you. Manager and commissioner reports.
I would like to bring up the possibility of purchasing an art piece and installing at the port. I don't know how many of you have paid attention to the golden trout on the corner of 101 and 126. That piece is available for purchase for $11,000, and I would like the commission to consider purchasing it and placing it down near the down near where we have that one art piece already and where the sign for the port is. I know this is a bit of a surprise to some of you, but I'd like to see what your feelings are. I noticed on the general fund budget, we have budgeted for landscape and rock $15,000, of which we've had no expenditures to date. And I would like to propose that we use, as long as this doesn't short you out, for any of the work you're going to have to do on that site, David, I'd like to propose that we find the funds available in the general fund budget to purchase that item. Anyway, I'd like to open that up for discussion, Mr. Chair.
As long as they've been doing public art here, that is the nicest piece that I've ever seen. I mean, I notice it every time I'm
and
there.
And when the sun is shining on it, and my vision is when you come down Bay Street and you have the sun at your back and you're approaching the port and the port sign, that golden fish is sitting right up there with, I mean, when the sun is shining off that thing, it is spectacular.
That would be an amazing showcase piece to have down here on the boardwalk. I
mean, and we really haven't done that kind of upgrade since I've been on the port. And I think we would be, people love that piece. I think we would be heroes, and we get a chance to give something back to the community that they can see. Anyway, that's.
First time I ever saw that piece, I thought, why'd they put it out here?
I know, it's beautiful.
But it doesn't get the exposure that it deserves.
I
who owns it, Bill?
The city owns it. Urban Renewal owns it.
Looks to me like more people get to see it right where it's at.
I disagree with you. I think more people would get to see it if it were, and it makes more sense to be associated with the port itself.
I don't think every car that comes up 126 and 101 goes down to the port. That's all I'm thinking.
Yeah.
How does that work, Bill? Do they just keep those displayed for a certain amount of time and then change?
Yes, and then they're rotated. If they're not sold, if they're sold, another piece goes in there.
Who sets the value?
Oh, the artist sets the value.
Who receives the funds?
Urban Renewal receives the fund, but Urban Renewal receives 30% of the funds. So Urban Renewal would receive 30% of $11,000 if the port, or anybody, if anybody purchases it, 30% goes back to Urban Renewal for use on future art pieces. That anyway, what do you think? CZ, are you still on here?
I'm not familiar with it. I guess I've driven by it 100 times, but I don't really have an opinion one way or another, Bill.
You don't have an opinion what? Whether you want to do it or not, whether you want to make the purchase or not, or what?
Yeah, I couldn't drawing a picture of it. You could show me three pictures and I wouldn't be able to pick it out. I'm just not familiar enough with it.
Okay.
But.
Well, what? Sometime when the sun is out, go by and check it out.
I'll look at it tomorrow. So it's right on the corner of 126 and 101.
Yeah. If you look, if you're in the parking lot there, where True Value Hardware is, where the liquor store is, it's right on. There's a little landscaped island.
What's the name of it? I know that all of those pieces have names. Do you know the name of that one?
Yeah, it's Golden Yellowstone.
Okay. Because I have all those in the name.
Yeah, it's Golden Yellowstone. It's actually a trout is what it's done, but it's still a salmonoid.
Sounds like a good idea, but I don't know. I've probably seen it, but I just can't recall it.
Is Fuhrer on a scheduled for replacement?
It's about a three-year cycle, four-year cycle.
So when's their cycle?
I don't remember exactly, Terry. I think there's another 7 months to go or 8 months to go on the pieces. It might be another year and a half. I don't know, Terry.
Well, I think this board is very open to the idea of possibility of a purchase. I'd like to know a little bit more about the relocation.
I'm looking at it. I have images of it from the city when they add it to their schedule. It is pretty cool. That's got a lure in front of it, right?
Yeah. I think the...
Find out how long we have to buy it.
That's what I'm trying to find out.
Well, if it's sold tomorrow, it's gone. Right now, I understand that the casino is looking at buying it and putting it up at the casino. So if we don't step up and buy it, the person that does gets it and we're out. We're shut out. So he who hesitates is lost. And I don't think we should hesitate. That's my recommendation, strongly.
Well, if you're talking brandy, it kind of fits the
port. I'm not sure I like manipulating the budget for an $11,000 purchase that we didn't budget for. If they can wait until we rebudget, that's fine. But right now, my vote would be no.
So there's no way there's no way we could legitimately take funds from the one category I identified. I don't think we should hesitate. I think we need to figure out how we could, whether it's contingency or what else. I think we need to purchase a piece and get the.
Well, I disagree with it. There's other uses we can use the $11,000 for. That's just my feeling.
All right. I strongly disagree with you. I think it needs to be.
I strongly disagree with you, Bill.
I know it.
We understand both of your votes, but Mike, can I ask a question? Is there a fund that we could if we decided to?
Yes, you always can. You can take it out of contingency.
The biggest
contention. By resolution.
The biggest contention I have here is it's almost like Fuhrer is doing this for profit. Why don't they just donate it to us and bring it down here, and we'll give them a place to store it?
No, that isn't the way it works. They're not doing it. If you're...
Well, they want to donate their 30% to us then?
I'm not going to, yeah.
No.
Crap.
Well, I'm sorry I disappointed, but...
Well...
$11,000?
I know, it's
a lot. And they're going to keep 30% of it?
No, they keep 30% all the sales. Yeah, but it goes back to... Yeah, urban renewal, yes. It goes in their fund.
Well,
that's the way that...
I don't understand how urban renewal operates then, but...
Well, okay. The arts committee picks the locations, and they pick the pieces that are going to be placed at these locations, and the artist sets the price of the piece, and the agreement with the artist, and this is arranged through the art committee, the agreement is that 30% of the sale price comes back, in effect, comes back to the city or urban renewal. I can get additional details on that if you want.
I would ask that you bring the additional details back. I mean, Bill, I'm not saying no, I'm not saying yes. I'm just saying I'd like to know additional. This is the first time it's been thrown out.
Oh, I know. I sprung it on you. I know. I knew it was going to be a...
And it's not just me. Dale, do you have questions?
Well, I'm in favor of a purchase of something that would identify the port with... that. I mean, that's what we do here. I guess what I would want to know is, budget-wise, where do we pull the funds? I don't have a problem. When I look at the bottom line of what we have, $11,000, when you look at the total, in my book, not very big. So if it's feasible and it would benefit the port, I wouldn't have a problem with it. It's just, where are you going to pull it from?
Well, I agree with you, Dale, but I'm not sure I see how it benefits the port. It benefits the city, and it benefits the artist. Well, that's what I see.
Well, what I'm looking at, Mike, is what is the port? It's boats, it's fishing, it's camping. It's part of a brand, I guess is what I'm saying. It would go with that. That's all I'm saying.
And it certainly would dress up the port. And when was the last time we spent any money dressing up the port, if you want to put it that way?
Well, we do it all the time, Bill. Every time we build something down there, the RV park, all the rock and the paving and all the various things that we do, that disappoints me that you would say that. That's why we're all there. We're all there to improve this port. We're all there to make it a better place.
Yeah.
I'm not sure putting the fish down there makes the port a better place and makes it more attractive, makes more people.
Well, that I think
this
it does make it more attractive.
The taxpayers in the RV park throughout our entire district, where it's sitting right now, more people are going to see it than people see it down at the port.
No, it's...
I think the issue, though, is, Mike, is that they're going to sell it at the three-year...
And I don't know when that timeline is up, Terry. Yeah. I can find that out.
Let me ask a question.
Maybe we should talk about it next month.
If the casino buys it, are they going to leave it there?
No.
So it's not going to stay there?
No. No, whoever buys it, it's gone. Period. It leaves the community.
So, this piece was just added in June of 24. So if it's on a three-year rotation, whatever that rotation is, right?
I'm sorry, the sound is really hard.
So the thing, that piece was just put there in June of 2024.
Okay.
And so I can't imagine it's on the sale block like right now if it's on a three.
Yeah, I don't know when that anniversary is, CZ.
Okay.
I guess it's about 3 years.
I'm not even sure how the city does it. If we, even if we were going to all of a sudden, let's buy it. I don't know if we could even buy it today.
I don't know. Maybe we just need more information.
Well, I'll get more information. Let's put it on the agenda next time.
Yeah. Correct.
That would be. I brought it up today as a point of discussion, and I hear the feedback, and I'll get some additional information.
Fair enough. It is a nice piece, Bill. I noticed it.
Okay. We'll wait to hear something back from maybe next month.
I'll do a little more homework.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for considering, guys. I wanted to bring it up.
Next month's meeting, we are going to have on the agenda probably some RV park decisions. Dave has meetings with the city. So, that being said, anything else to say? Kelly?
No.
David?
Terry, I'm sorry, did you say next month we're going to have
discussions? Discussions, hopefully, on the future of our
decisions?
Yeah.
Dredge spoil site.
Dredge spoil site.
On the new one.
He's meeting with the city.
Okay. Oh, okay.
To discuss our next steps on whether we develop or how we develop, I should say. And we don't know yet.
Okay, yeah.
So that will be an important issue, I think, we'll probably want to discuss and get something going once David has some answers for us from the city. The city controls the permit for the dredge spoil site. They give us the permit.
Of course they do.
So we have to meet with them and see what they expect of us to leave there. We can't just pave paradise and put up a parking lot and then have to find a place for our spoils. So that's what he's going to try to work out with Wendy.
Okay.
Mike, do you have anything else?
Yeah, are we about done?
We're getting there.
Yeah, no, I just wanted
to, I have no more hand grenades to throw in the mix, so.
No, I didn't want us to go by without talking about the Cushman stuff.
Oh, that's in an executive session.
Yeah, I think we need to leave that to executive.
So we didn't talk about it today? We're going into another one?
No, we haven't.
We did not talk about it today.
All right, that's done.
On executive session, we didn't talk about it.
No, I understand. That's fine. That letter was disturbing.
That there is still, I think, executive.
Hey, Mike, are you available by phone call later in a few?
You know what? Hey, I'm going to be down there tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll just stop and visit.
Okay.
I mean, I just want to make sure we have legal guidance and
That's all.
Understood. I think we've all read the letter now, and good. Thank you. Any other questions?
No.
I move that we adjourn.
Mr. Meeting Chair. Is adjourned. Thank you, and I second that.
Thank you, everybody. It was a good evening.
Thanks, Mike, Craig.